4.
This is Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Take me to your best friend's house, going around this roundabout, oh yeah.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Kill.
Magazine, an ad, it was unusual, the like I'd never seen. Experience something different with our new imported toy. She's loving, warm, inflatable, and a guarantee of joy. She came all wrapped in cardboard, all pink and shriveled down. A breath of air was all she needed to make her lose that frown. So I took her to the bedroom, I pumped her with some life. And so a moment later that girl became my wife. So I sit her in a corner, I sometimes stroke her hair. And when I'm feeling naughty, I blows her up with air. She's goodly and she's bouncy, she's like a rubber ball. I bounce her in the kitchen, I bounce her in the hall. And now my life is different since Sally came my way. I wake up in the morning and have her on a tray. She's everything they said she was and I wear a permanent grin. And I only have to worry in case my girl wears thin.
Be my girl, to be my girl, to be my girl, to be my girl. And whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
Just burn, get some bitches, you and you go. Turning back around. started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Well, I went down to St. James Infirmary. And I saw my baby there. Stretched out on a cold white table. So cool, so white, so fair.
We'll be right back. get close, I couldn't get near. If I tell you too much, ooh, baby, I'll get fear. So alone, I'm so my little friend Stevie's gonna take over now.
Tokyo, Tokyo, you're beautiful.
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of freeform music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
We'll be right back. took it all. Headboard cries from Xena sluts, house rides from dead end ruts. And these ads are sick and was. And these ads were sick and was.
stand on platforms, blank books and notebooks. Sit in back rows of city limits, lie in bed, coming and going on easy terms. Sons of the silent age, pace their rooms like a cell's dimension. Rise for a year or two, then make war. Search through their one-inch thoughts, then decide it couldn't be done. To tracks by Santhropy and King Dice. Sons of the silent age, pick up in bars and cry only once. Sons of the silent age, make love only once, but dream and dream. Don't walk, they just glide in and out of life. They never die, they just go to sleep one day.
Your step.